This is an Audio Holdings production.
Strangers in the Fog by Bill Pronzini. Hannigan had just finished digging the grave, down in the tool marsh where the little saltwater creek flowed toward the Pacific, when the dark shape of a man came out of the fog. Startled, Hannigan brought the shovel up and cocked it weapon-like at his shoulder. The other man had materialized less than 20 yards away from the direction of the beach, and had stopped the moment he saw Hannigan. The diffused light from Hannigan's lantern did not quite reach the man. He was a black silhouette against the swirling billows of mist. Beyond him, the breakers lashed at the hidden shore in a steady pulse. Hannigan said,
"Who the hell are you?"
The man stood staring down at the roll of canvas near Hannigan's feet, at the hole scooped out of the sandy earth. He seemed to poise himself on the balls of his feet, body turned slightly as though he might bolt at any second. "I'll ask you the same question," he said, and his voice was tense, low-pitched. "I happen to live here." Hannigan made a gesture to his left with a shovel, where a suggestion of shimmery light shone high up through the fog.
"This is a private beach."
"Private graveyard, too?"
"My dog died earlier this evening. I didn't want to leave him lying around the house."
"Must have been a pretty big dog."
"He was a Great Dane," Hannigan said.
He wiped moisture from his face with his free hand.
"You want something? Or do you just like to take strolls in the fog?"
The man came forward a few steps, warily. Hannigan could see him more clearly than in the pale lantern glow. Big, heavy-shouldered, damp hair flattened across his forehead, wearing a plaid lumberman's jacket, brown slacks and loafers.
"You got a telephone I can use?"
"That would depend on why you need to use it."